One of the great things on CEO Spotlight over the years is talking to CEOs of new companies that are starting out, breakthrough technology, and that sort of thing. And there's a company called Paradigm Robotics that's got this mission to sort of revolutionize robotics, and in particular, working on helping out firefighters and civil workers. The twist here, though, is the CEO is still in school and, in fact, is competing right now for some money out of a competition called Pitch Slam that's done at St. Thomas University. And Seth Thacker is the founder and the CEO of Paradigm Robotics, joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been weeded out through a whole bunch of competition, like 25 finalists or something, and there are, what, four or five of you right now who are trying to get the prize money?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been competing for a little over a few months now, whittled down from about 150 teams to 25 finalists today. And it's a multi-day competition from the Pitch Slam event last night to the full pitch competition on Saturday. So we're still competing and we're excited to.
So tell me about the company. Tell me about Paradigm Robotics.
Absolutely. So a little over 10 years ago, I heard on the news about the death of a group of local firefighters in Houston, the Houston's most fateful day. Unfortunately, when five firefighters perished in a structural fire, motivated, I reached out to my local fire department where I sat down with them, and they told me this issue where firefighters were being injured and killed doing search and rescue in structural fires. Then I interviewed fire departments around the country where I learned that this issue is not local, but very, very systemic. And so I've been motivated on a mission to build a solution to solve this problem over the past years. And that resulted in me building Firebot, which is the world's first high temperature resistant unmanned search and rescue robot designed to enter structural fires and other hazardous situations and efficiently and thoroughly search for signs of human life and identify any life-saving information. And so we work with 25 fire departments today around the country. We're currently conducting pilots with our fire departments, deploying our fourth version of our platform later this month.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like you've got the working, I mean, it's beyond model. This works right now. So it looks like a robot, but then again, it looks more like a, you know, the kind of thing a mechanic uses when he slides underneath a car.
Yeah. It's kind of like this small, we call it an unmanned ground vehicle, but really it's a small tank, right? It has tracks. It has little arms so it can climb over rubble, stairs, and debris. It's equipped with a bunch of sensors, think thermal, optical, radar, so we can 3D map the inside of structures. Essentially, it's getting eyes inside the building. It's a Swiss Army knife for firefighters. And so whether it's delivering equipment, whether it's searching for victims, whether it's making a 3D map to find where the fire started, we can do all of this. And so we help our firefighters do their job more efficiently, more safely, and doing this all while giving them the flexibility to do all the other tasks that they have to do at the scene of a fire.
So I know you're going to get a big shot in the arm if you win the entrepreneurship contest from at St. Thomas, but what have you done for capital right now? How have you funded this?
So we've been fully bootstrapped. We're super grateful to have won a number of national and international competitions, grants, and awards today. We're currently raising our first pre-seed round of funding, and so looking at outside capital today. However, we've been focused and committed to our mission of helping our firefighters today. And so we're able to work with them to build this product and get this out there today.
You know, go ahead.
Oh, no, we're looking to connect with folks in the industry. We're looking to connect with folks who understand our mission and would love to help us move this forward. But either way, we're going to put this product in the market and help our firefighters.
So it looks like there must be other applications for this. What else are you looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. So our first tangent vertical today is in the industrial and commercial space. And so we work with companies, oil and gas manufacturers. We work with public utilities companies where civil workers face very similar risks in hazardous situations. And so Firebot is essentially a very rugged obstacle climbing platform. Everything from waterproof, dustproof, debrisproof to contamination and hazards, Firebot can do it all. And so you can get situational awareness, you can get audit tracking, and so much more. Another big application that we work with is defense. And so we work a lot with defense industries to essentially provide a platform that's A, very rugged, but B, can survive harsh temperatures in critical environments. And our suite of novel technologies, from our high temperature gas sensors to our motors, to our joint system, to our algorithms, each can be licensed and used in alternative industries. And so while we're committed to our mission of helping our firefighters, we've recognized that our technology today can be used for a wide variety of other tasks and in other industries.
Because it is a relatively crowded field. I mean, they've used robotics in in police work and others for a long time. And so is the unique, is the point of difference here the thermal, the ability to sit it into an area that's so hot?
No, that's a great question. And you're right, there's been a ton of robots in this space, and especially when you think about police or if you look at defense. The key thing is really the ruggedness and the hazardness of the robots today. I've worked a lot of robots in the field, and I found that a lot of these robotics, unfortunately, they either struggle to do basic things such as stair climbing, or if you put a couple rounds of bullets in them, they're going to break. Our robot, coincidentally, is bulletproof. And so those are some of the small features. But the critical defensibility is our high temperature resistance. Our robot is the world's hottest robot today. We're trying to get the Guinness World Record, but we can go up to 650 degrees Celsius, which is about 1250 Fahrenheit, for over 15 minutes. And at lower temperatures, about 200 C on the ground, so about 500 Fahrenheit, for well over an hour. So whether you send us into the most dangerous industrial fire or to a small residential fire, we can conduct very efficient operations. But the interesting thing is that search and rescue for firefighters is just 2% of the iceberg today. We work with fire departments and we've done concept maps and we found hundreds of use cases well beyond that. And so our team right now is actually at FDIC, which is the largest firefighting conference in the world today. And so we're talking with hundreds of firefighters, fire chiefs, and other public service first responders. So we're excited to keep learning more and pushing on our mission.
It sounds like Elon Musk could use you with SpaceX.
We know quite a few folks over there, and they do have a great fire response team. And so we'll be in chats actually just shortly. So that's a great, great connection there.
All right. So where are you in school right now? How long before you get out and start making your fortune?
Actually, you may make a fortune
while you're in school, come to think.
We're already working full time, of course, on this mission, me and my co-founders and our great team of engineers and business analysts. And so this summer actually is, we're go to market. And so we're going out there. We're not selling a robot. We're doing our pilots and our beta testing of our fourth version. And so we'll start selling a robot in 2025 with our Gen 1 model. So it will be in a fire department near you, hopefully soon enough.
So is that, that's an interesting model because you are going to sell them outright. You're not going to lease them.
So it's actually, we have a two-pronged model. So we want to help both small and large fire departments get Firebot today. And so we recognize that our one-time purchase model appeals to larger fire departments who can procure Firebot through non-discretionary means. Typically for smaller fire departments, we offer a leasing subscription model, a yearly fee. And so that allows them to use their discretionary funds or through grants or financing-based means. And so that's our whole model. We want to be accessible and affordable. Yeah. Frankly, I want to dispel the notion that robotics is too expensive. Right? I think our first responders need to get technology like this today. It's the way forward.
And I guess you're going to need scale to get the price down.
Exactly. And so the price is going to keep going down and down as far as we can, as far as we deploy. But the interesting thing is that even today with our current price point, our fire department partners are happy. They like it because they see the future with technology like this, and they recognize that the cost of one firebot is less than the cost of the average injury. And firebot can last for 10 years and save hundreds of injuries. And so that's really how we're positioning ourselves with our fire departments today.
Well, there are not many students about ready to graduate that have a very clear sense of what their path is going to be. It'll be fun to watch. We wish you a lot of luck in the competition down there at the Schultz School of Entrepreneurship with the Pitch Slam Paradigm Robotics is the company. Sedat Thakkar is the founder and the CEO. Again, thanks for the time and good luck to all of your team.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.